August 2006, Prague, Czech Republic. The International Astronomical Union convenes to solve a problem. Resolution 5A defines three criteria clearly drawn. 1. Orbits the sun. Simple enough. 2. Round form and hydrostatic equilibrium. 3. And here's where it gets interesting. Clearing the neighborhood of debris. A planet must dominate its orbital zone through gravitational supremacy. The Stern-Levison parameter lambda, from their paper year 2000 precisely, measures this capacity mathematically. The formula's elegant: mass raised to the power of 2, divided by semi-major axis to the power of 3/2, lambda greater than 1. You've cleared it, you're planetary. Lambda less than 1 is something else entirely. Pluto's lambda, 0.003. Earth's lambda, 150,000. The math you see is unambiguous. The math doesn't care about sentiment. Now let me tell you about Dr. Alan Stern, principal investigator, appointed 2001, New Horizons mission. Destination, Pluto, launched 2006 January, conveniently 7 months before Prague.
So let me get this straight, Alan!
You publish the parameter. You create the mathematical framework. You define what clearing the neighborhood means. Then you get your cushy PI position. Your billion-dollar probe is already built, already launched, already committing, and suddenly, the definition you helped establish is flawed, is arbitrary, is a hijack.
You call it bullshit in scientific journals, Alan!
You organize petition campaigns.
I'm embarrassed for astronomy, said.
You're embarrassed.
Your lambda says 0.003. You're parameter!
The hypocrisy is breathtaking. The intellectual dishonesty is stunning. You don't dispute the calculation. You dispute the consequence because your spacecraft, your legacy, became a mission to a dwarf planet. And we can't have that. Can we, Alan? Criterion 3 stands. Lambda remains valid. Pluto orbits as it always has, and your equations still prove exactly what they proved before. You had something to lose.